Here in rural southwest Virginia, a close neighbor is anyone inside 30 minutes of hard driving on curvy roads. Randy grows wildflowers on his turf roof 10 miles away in Dougspur. My hiking buddy Suzanne makes wine and lives on Rockcastle Gorge, an 18-minute drive up the parkway. But some neighbors live far too close. Take Blackie, the gregarious 3.5-foot-long black snake that naps outside the kitchen. The dark rubber sill is a perfect heating pad, and I gasp every time I open the door to find his fat, inky body at my feet. One day, seeking a cool floor in midsummer, he squeezed under the screen porch wall and confronted Daisy, my 18-year-old calico, in the breakfast room. He left his musky scent and a relieved cat when I swept this neighbor out the front door. Groundhogs are neighbors, too. They haunt the orchard and scratch young apple trees to mark their territory. Only 11-year-old Philip's marksmanship saves my cider apples from groundhog ruin. He made $129 last summer at $3 a head. Or rather, tail, since he deposits the tails in a Ziploc bag in the shed freezer to record his account due each month. I find warm bear scat along Rockhouse Creek. The bear has found the berries, so I sing a camp song at the top of my lungs to make sure this neighbor knows I'm nearby. One night near the summer solstice, I woke to loud yips and yelps. Outside my bedroom, in the light of a nearly full moon, a family of red fox sat in the drive, noses pointed straight at the stars, serenading me with their chorus. I crouched by the window, goosebumps on every limb, and marveled at these wild neighbors. 12 years ago, when we bought our farm near Buffalo Mountain, we loved everything about it, except the house a mile away. We thought this neighbor an eyesore. A low-slung farmhouse with pink peeling paint, a sofa on the front porch, and more items in the yard than in the house. Now we're best friends with Cornbread and Emma, owners of this rural mansion. Cornbread knows everything, how to safely burn a pile of brush, and when to gather tender green seeds. Emma fries mud turtle and grows squash seedlings in coffee cans and old boots. She's a turkey whisperer and raises fat, tender hens that make you long for Thanksgiving. We leave each visit loaded with gifts, not the least that neighbors can surprise us with grace, generosity, and genius. I lie on the warm orchard grass, the pink sun on my face and butterflies on my cheeks. I sense my heels and wrists growing roots, connecting me to the earth, my trees, the creatures around me. Thomas Lynch describes life as a pursuit of communion and atonement, to be at one with God and at peace with our neighbors. There on the orchard floor, I love all my neighbors.